Well, enormous congratulations. Did you expect this tonight?
Not really, actually. I was, of course, I'm very happy. I took all the inside turns with Kolarit, and he played the game with me really, really well. But I didn't think it would last because there were so many good riders still coming.
It must be a very nerve-wracking experience to wait and watch.
Yeah, it's always, you're always thinking, does it last, does it not last? Yeah, it's very nerve-wracking.
When you were riding and taking all the inside turns, did you stick to your main plan or did you change things as you were going along?
Yes, I actually, my plan worked out really well and I was able to stick to it. Sometimes you have to improvise a little bit, but it worked out pretty well this time.
Do you think some of the other riders watched you and made changes to their plans?
I don't know. There was, to the second last fence, for example, was a pretty tight turn, and maybe one or other rider watched it and said, okay, it's not as bad as it looked when we were walking the course. Or I could have left out a stride in one or two distances, which Julien Epillard did, for example. And probably he watched me and saw that the distance came quite short to me and left out one.
Well, you've done very well. Tell me about the feeling you have when you're riding around in that arena as the champion.
That's always a great feeling, especially here in Great Britain. The crowd is really, really good. It's only my second time here. Last year I was allowed to ride in London and Olympia. And now both times the crowd has been unbelievably good and cheering also for me as a German rider, for example, and not a home rider.
Yeah, we're a good welcoming bunch, you know. Yeah. And the gallop at the end with the spotlight, that it is a famous thing here. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoyed it and Kolarit enjoyed it as well. Mm-hmm. He was booking and having fun and he liked it.